Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
This is the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast hosted by Lifeway. Ron's mission is to help church leaders become better leaders, and I'm your host, Nate Edmondson. Pops, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm in a trailer right now.
Really?
Yeah, right outside Seattle. So.
Wow.
Yeah, camping trailer.
Is it? You're not moving, are you?
I'm not moving. No.
It's stationary. We're good.
Yeah. Yeah, but feels pretty cool.
Awesome.
To be recording here. So, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about leadership. And tell us about the topic for today's episode.
Well, this one's going to probably be one of the shorter episodes, but I really think that the principles that we're going to share today are guiding principles for good and effective leadership. You know, I'm kind of a short, quippy kind of guy, to the point, list driven, and I like to say all good leaders do two things. All good leaders do two things, and the first one is they help their team say yes, and the second one is they help their team say no. Help your team say yes. Help your team say no. So that's what I want to talk about.
So what did you mean when you said you're quippy?
I don't know. I've never used that word before. I just made it up. But I mean, okay. I'm short, clippy. Maybe clippy is the right word. I don't know. I'm short. You know, somebody will say, can you expand on that? I'm like, I just did. So
quippy.
Is it quippy or clippy? Clippy is probably not a word.
Quippy is a clever or witty remark or comment, a sharp, sarcastic remark.
Oh, well, it's not me. That's you.
Yeah. I try to rein it in for this, but
okay.
So you're quippy. So say yes and say no.
Yeah.
Tell us what you mean.
Well, they empower the team to say yes. Good leaders and help their team dream, and they empower the team to take new directions. Risks are encouraged without fear of retribution if it doesn't work. Good leaders make sure there aren't distractions, like we talk a lot on this podcast about the structure and bylaws and all those. You don't want all your systems and structures to be so burdensome that people can't get anything done. They help their team move swiftly forward when there's change that's needed. If anything, the pandemic's taught us is we've got to be able to move fast sometimes. And so team members are empowered with a yes. I love for our team to have somewhat of an idea that when they walk into my office with an idea, with their own idea, that I'm probably going to find a way to say yes if at all possible. Now, I may make you think about it a little bit more. I may ask some bigger questions. I may spend some time dialoguing with you on it and have you really thought this through and that sort of thing. I think that's part of being a good leader too. So everything's not a yes, but I want that answer to be yes as much as I can.
Well, the other part of this is they help their team say yes. So I've been in the position many times as somebody lower in the organization, and something comes up and I would like to be able to say yes, but I don't know if I'm allowed to because of the higher ups. And I think this principle also applies to that you want to help the team be able to say yes.
Exactly. Exactly. Because that's where growth comes from, is growth comes from momentum and new things and change and all those sort of things. And so you want to empower the team as much as possible with a yes. We'll have to figure out all the details. Sometimes it's messy at times. It stretches people, all those sort of things. And again, I can't overemphasize, everything's not a yes. And I don't have a culture where you can just do whatever you want and there's no structure around it or anything like that. I'm not talking about that. I think we start with good goals and objectives and who is going to accomplish what and all those sort of things. But I want the atmosphere here of wherever I'm leading to be one of we can rather than we probably can't, you know?
Yeah.
So I remember the funny story of a pastor that we're church we're familiar with, and the pastor was supposedly didn't allow anything new to happen, scared of conflict or for whatever reason, or just was very risk adverse. And so there was a staff member there that whenever a new staff person would come and they would say something like, "Hey, I have an idea." This staff member friend of ours, who's kind of funny, he's quippy, he would say, "Pull," like you're firing shotgun clay pigeons, whatever they're called, and like you're going to shoot them down, you know. So that was that culture. It did not have a yes culture, and I want to be, if somebody has a change they want to do or an idea they want, I want to give them my backing, the resources, the training, and be a cheerleader for them. That's the kind of culture that I want, a culture of yes. Having said that, there's a second principle here. You can't just be a yes team. A good leader helps their team say no. And, you know that I love ideas. And I like lots of ideas, but we can't do everything. We can't do all the ideas that come to the table. And we're not going to be very effective or very efficient if we try to be. And so good leaders help their team learn how to say no. And that may be helping them prioritize, helping them figure out the right things and not all things. It could be simply giving your team the authority to say no when you bring an idea to the table that doesn't align with what they're currently working on and what and their individual vision within their ministry. It also could be when if you're leading in a church, say you've got a student minister and doing a great job, has a great plan, and somebody in the church says, "Well, I want the student ministry to do this," and it conflicts with what you're currently doing. It takes away from the energy. You don't have the resources to pull it off. Empowering them to say, "No, that's not where we're going right now," and having their back when the pressure comes because they said no to somebody. So empowering the team with the ability to say no when no's the right answer.
Yeah. And I think, again, as somebody who's been lower in the organization, there have been times where I felt like I can respond to these ideas, and I can say, "No, that really doesn't fit with how we're going to go with where we're trying to go right now," because I knew my leaders were going to support me. And if somebody was going to try to go above me and say, "Pastor, we really want for this thing to be happening," they weren't going to turn around and say, "Yeah, you're right. That is what needs to be done." Instead, they were going to say, "If it's an idea for student ministry, you really need to talk to Nate about that." Mm. That kind of attitude, that kind of posture on the part of the senior pastor helped me have the freedom to be able to say no when it was necessary.
Yes.
And without that, because I've been in the other situation where if an idea went to somebody above me, then it was for sure going to get done. And that basically just, it made my role basically insignificant. Like, we didn't really need my role if you were just going to go. And so that's something that, and I've got a lot of friends who are not the senior pastor. And for all of us, that's one of the things that can cause the most frustration, is the person above us basically being the one people can go to get something done in our part of the organization. Can you talk about that for just a minute?
Yeah, and honestly, I'm glad to hear you say that, because it's good for a senior leader like me to hear that coming from someone who is serving on my staff, or, you know, would think like somebody serving on my staff. Yeah, if we have those cultures where I'm always going to, if I'm the student pastor or the, you know, whatever, children's pastor, whatever, and I'm constantly, my area is being guided by people outside of my area, either by the pastor or by significant church leaders or parents or whoever that is, I'm not going to be very effective, and I'm going to end up being very frustrated in the end. Now, there's another side to that too, and I think on behalf of my senior leaders, they would want me to point this out, my fellow senior leaders, and that is, there are some people, when you create a culture of no, the right to say no. Again, I want the power to say yes, but also the power to say no. When I create that, some people are going to take advantage of that, and so they're never going to try anything new. They're always going, no, I can't do that. No, we can't do that. No, we can't do that. The same way a lot of senior pastors do. And so the flip is equally true. You got to guard against that. Some things have to be a yes. Are you going somewhere? Are you moving the ministry forward? Are you taking risks? Are you trying new things? I'm going to push that also, because I'm going to push you back to the ability to say yes. The freedom to say no is when you are moving forward and you have a vision for your area and you want to accomplish something, but ideas and opportunities are coming that get in the way of making that happen.
But I want to push back as somebody lower in the organization and say, if you as the senior leader feel that you've got people on your team who, well, they really need me to intervene and make sure they're saying yes to the right things and no to the right things, then either one, you've got the wrong people on the on your team and you need to get new people and people that you can trust to say yes or no, or you actually are the one with the problem and you're afraid for people to make decisions that are yes or no without your input, because really you believe that it rises and falls on you.
Well, I don't disagree with you at all. And what I would say to that is, the principle, both of these principles are empowering the team to say yes, the team to say no. And that includes the individual team members. And so I have to ask myself the question as a senior leader, does my student minister or worship minister, whoever it is, do they have the individual ability to say yes and to say no? I can't step back from the fact that doesn't mean you have total autonomy, because we're a team.
Right. So we can discuss it together. And you have responsibility in areas that are outside your authority, in the sense that Andy Stanley talks about this, in the sense that if I'm the student pastor, I should care about what's happening in children's ministry and worship ministry and women's ministry and vice versa. And so I should feel responsible for those ministries working well and being effective and caring for people well and all those things. And so as a team, absolutely, for me to have the power to say yes or no for my particular ministry, I think I should feel that I have the authority to say yes or no when it pertains to my ministry. But I should also not feel that because I have that authority, that means others cannot speak into my area.
Absolutely.
Something that you did, because I was on staff with you for a short time, something that you would always do that I think created this culture is when an idea, if somebody emailed you and said, I've got this idea for, you know, college ministry, whatever, you would just forward that email, or you would reply and you would copy the student pastor, the college pastor, whoever it pertained to at the time, you would copy them and say, sounds like a cool idea. so-and-so is the one who you should talk to about that. Mm. And what that did is it let the person in the church know that you were supporting the people who were in the ministry you were supporting the people who were leading the particular ministries. Mm. And it gave the person in the ministry, the right to then come back to you and discuss, hey, what do you think about what they said, so to speak?
And I think that's important too, because the other thing I could have created there, if I didn't have a culture where they felt comfortable coming to me and discussing it with me, if they didn't know my intent of including them in that email, they could assume I'm dumping, you know?
Right.
And saying just, hey, go take care of this, basically.
Right. Because there probably are situations where a student pastor gets an email from the senior pastor with a forwarded thing like that. And the assumption is you have to do this now because I'm forwarding you the email.
Exactly. So you got to have these principles work together, because you got to have the culture where the team knows they have the power to say yes, and the team knows they have the power to say no.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for the record, I think you do a great job of that. So thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast. For more information about Ron, check out ronedmondson.com. For more leadership resources from Lifeway, check out leadership.lifeway.com.